This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news headlines first. Main opposition party Nepali Congress to hold its 14th General Convention on February 2021. Dissenting faction boycotted the meeting. Parliament meeting postponed till January 1st after the ruling Communist Party failed to finalize the spokesperson candidate. Seven people die in separate road accidents in Makwanpur and Kathmandu districts, and more than 235,000 people flee Syria's Idlib region over the past 2 weeks amid air raids by Russian and Syrian government. Now the news in detail. After much internal debate, the Nepali Congress has finally decided to hold its 14th General Convention in February 2021. Nepali Congress Chief Secretary of the Office Krishna Prasad Paudel said with this decision, the Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress held on Friday extended the term of all office bearers and members for one more year. The decision was taken in line with Section 43 of Party Statute. As per the party statute, number of central departments have been expanded to 47 from existing 28. Likewise, the meeting has asked the government to immediately proceed technical and diplomatic dealings with the government of India to resolve all border disputes based on facts and evidences. Furthermore, the meeting has decided to back the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, as agreed between the governments of Nepal and the United States. The meeting of House of Representatives has been postponed till January 1st through a notice. The notice issued by Federal Parliament Secretariat informed about the postponement of the meeting, citing special reason. The post of Speaker has remained vacant after the then Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mara on October 2nd resigned from the post after facing the rape charge against a woman working at Parliament Secretariat. Death toll in Makwanpur jeep accident has risen to 5. Police said the jeep coming to Kathmandu from Rautahat met with an accident at Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality 3 in Makwanpur, killing 3 persons on the spot and 2 others while receiving treatment. The deceased are Manish Vishwakarma, 21, Srizana Vishwakarma, 20, and Kedar Prasad Timalsina, 65, of Chandrapur Municipality in Rautahat District. Identity of 2 others is not ascertained so far. Among the injured driver Anil Vishwakarma of Hetonra, 17, Ajay Sasa and Nanda Kishore Shah of Rautahat, and Ranjit Rizal of Bagmati Municipality from Sarlahi died while treatment. Meanwhile, 2 persons died after a tripper carrying garbage skidded off the road at Tarkishore in Kathmandu on Friday. Police said tripper driver Maila Lama, 30, of Makwanpur District, and co-driver Kamal Lama of Thading District died on the spot after the accident. Chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party and former Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand inspected the under-construction Gautam Buddha International Cricket Stadium at Rampur in Chitwan yesterday. Inspecting the stadium, Chair Dahal expressed commitment that his party and the government would provide support in its construction, saying Gautam Buddha International Cricket Stadium is the best, is the national pride project. Rather, he said that all citizens should be involved to make the construction of the stadium a success. Nepal Communist Party senior leader Chalanath Khanal has said socialism envisioned by the constitution is possible only through development and protection of the democracy. Speaking at a program organized by the World Trade Union Coordination Committee in Kathmandu yesterday, leader Khanal said the political parties need to work for boosting nationalism, economic growth, and for improving election system in order to consolidate the democracy. The National Reconstruction Authority is marking its 4th anniversary today. The authority is set up after the April 2015 Gurkha earthquake has completed 83% of the reconstruction works related to the private houses and other sectors, and the remaining work is ongoing in an expeditious manner. National Reconstruction Authority Chief Executive Officer Sushil Gamwali said the authority was excited with the progress achieved in the reconstruction sector. Gamwali added, that 71% of the reconstruction of 553 damaged school buildings were completed, and currently 20% reconstruction work is on the way, while 9% work is in its starting phase. The Election Commission has said the election observers will also be monitored during future elections. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia, during a review or by-election observation report, shared the Commission plans of bringing observers in the future elections under its scrutiny. The Commission took the decision in response to complaints about the violation of code of conduct at the polling centres and booths by members in the observation teams. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrako Sanchar.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The Office of the Nepal Trust has informed that the state will get around 4.32 billion rupees benefit directly and indirectly from the agreement to extend the term of lease agreement of Gokarna Forest Resort. The lease term of the agreement was extended for an additional 25 years by the Cabinet's decision held on December 9, based on the legal provision that new agreement could be signed before the termination of the old agreement. Executive Director at Nepal Electricity Authority NEA Kulman Gissing and ophthalmologist Dr. Sanduk Reed have been honored with the Hem Bahadur Mala Award on Friday. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun felicitated the duo with the letter of appreciation and offered them shawls. The honor was instituted by Public Administration Association of Nepal in the name of Hem Bahadur Mala, late top administrator of the Salt Trading Corporation. The owner also carries a purse of 200,000 rupees each to each recipient. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. More than 235,000 people have fled the Idlib region over the past 2 weeks, the UN has said, amid air raids by Russian and Syrian government forces targeting Syria's last major position, Bastion. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency said that the mass displacement between December 12 to 25 had left the Marit al Numan region in southern Idlib almost empty. It said, with the latest escalation of violence in northwest Syria, civilians in Idlib governorate were again suffering from the devastating consequences of hostilities. Since mid-December, Russian-backed forces have pressed on with an assault on armed fighters in southern Idlib, despite an August ceasefire deal and calls for de-escalation from Turkey, France and the United Nations. A passenger jet has crashed in Kazakhstan, killing at least 12 people but leaving dozens of survivors. The big airplane was flying from Almaty, which is Kazakhstan's largest city, to the capital, Nur-Sultan, when it smashed into a building just after takeoff. The Fokker 100 aircraft had 93 passengers and 5 crew members on board. Survivors described walking from the wreckage into the dark and snow. Dozens are being treated in hospital. The cause of the crash is unclear. The Interior Ministry initially said 15 people had been killed, but it later revised the number of victims down to 12. Kazakhstan's Aviation Committee has suspended all big air flights as well as those involving Fokker 100 aircraft pending the results of the investigation. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mainly fair across the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 15.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 1.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. main opposition Nepali Congress to hold its 14th General Convention on February 2021, dissenting faction boycott the meeting. Parliament meeting postponed till January 1st after ruling Communist Party failed to finalize the spokesperson candidate. 7 people die in separate road accidents in Makwanpur and Kathmandu districts, and more than 235,000 people flee Syria's Idlib region over the past 2 weeks amid air raids by Russian and Syrian government. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.